Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning, 194, 8:15 in the morning, zero. And Jamie in the Playhouse today. Amy out having a, we'll call it a hangover day because we had that downtown wind down event yesterday. I think that tells you about everything you need to know about why two out of the three of us are here today.
Hey, it was a really good, fun event. We tasted some delicious wines. Amy a little bit more so, but she had a really great time, and I think we all did, and it was super fun, and yeah, I'm excited for it to happen next year.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Man, I wonder if we could sneak one in before next year. I don't know if I could wait a whole year. That was a good time.
I think we might have to because I was talking to somebody last night and she said, I feel like I needed to try. There's so many wines that I didn't try, but she said, I'm too drunk to try anymore.
That's honesty there. I like that.
That's a good night.
That is good honesty. So speed therapy, we have five issues today that we're going to rattle through in about the time we would normally tackle one here on the show. And if you really quickly ever want to weigh in on any of these, you can just text me real fast, 35270. Or, of course, you know the phone number, 237. It's speed therapy today. Jess, what do you want to tackle in speed therapy here? Something to do with the guy you've been seeing. What's going on?
Well, we've been dating for about 3 years now. And, you know, I thought we were on a path to marriage, but just a few months ago, his mom and dad got divorced, and it seemed to hit him pretty hard. And now he basically says that if they can't make it, nobody can, and really doesn't ever, he says he doesn't want to ever get married anymore. So
because they got divorced, he's lost all faith in the whole institution.
Essentially, yeah. He says that, you know, he's fine with us being together, but that I shouldn't expect a ring because, you know, his faith in the institution of marriage is gone. And his parents were together for 20 years, and if they can do that and get divorced, he doesn't really see the point. And I don't know. I feel like he's just damaged goods now and ruined for life, you know? And I really want to be married, so I don't know if that's fair to me to stick around either, you know?
You may be hanging there for a bit. You might be watching as a guy's dealing with the divorce of his parents. Let him go through those emotions and then revisit the issue, you know?
Yeah, and to be fair, like, I'm not saying that he is right to have all these feelings, but it'll take time, and there's nothing that you can really do but just, like, be supportive of where he's at with it. But yeah, like you just said, like, he's just figuring this out. He's going through it. Like, his parents are, it's a tough thing for anybody to go to. And yeah, it might change your opinion on things, but I don't think permanently, maybe just for a little while.
All right, speed therapy. Let's dive into this one. Email-based, Amber in speed therapy. I'm about midway through my first pregnancy and definitely sporting a baby bump. Today, I had my first unsolicited belly-touching incident by an elderly coworker, which made me uncomfortable enough to want to avoid other such belly rubbings. I'm not a super social person, and while I have been open in talking about the pregnancy, I totally didn't expect but clearly should have the belly touching by other people. Is there a nice way to deflect or discourage this? Maybe Jamie has some advice. I just can't imagine why people would think it's okay to randomly touch someone else's pregnant belly. Had she asked, it would have been one thing, but I feel like this sneak attack where we just grab pregnant women's stomachs is really very strange. What do I do? Speed therapy, what you got?
This actually is way more common than you think, and you're right. It is wrong and it sucks, but there is not much that you can do about it. I would just make sure that going forward, you don't just brush it off, because I think that that just shows people, like, you know what? Hey, that's acceptable. But if you say, you know what? I really don't appreciate that, especially with what we're going through right now, I would be like, in shock. But it has happened to me before. I think I told you the story where I was in Target and a woman came up and I thought, like, she was rubbing my belly like I was going to grant her a wish or something.
Like, you're a genie.
Yeah. And I was just like, I didn't know what to do. But you just have to just, you know, set your boundaries and say, sorry, I don't feel comfortable with you doing that. And be very forward and honest with people so that they just learn to, hey, stop it.
So I'm curious, because I do remember a lot of stories like that from when you were pregnant where you'd be like, oh my God, I was at Target or Costco and somebody grabbed my belly. I never remember this part of it. Did you confront people or did you just kind of let it happen? I don't remember.
I let it happen the first couple of times because I felt super uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But I think the moment that I started telling people I felt uncomfortable with it is when I thought they were like, oh, like, they did not realize. And that's when I thought to myself, it's not them being ignorant to it. It's that they genuinely think that it is okay to do it.
That's weird.
So I thought that, yeah, as soon as I started telling people, I felt that they, A, stopped right away, but they also apologized.
Okay. Well, next up in speed therapy, we got Kelly. She's got, she thinks, a proposal on the horizon, but something weird going on. That after Kevin Little. Hey, good morning. Playhouse of the Morning, Y94. Rolling through speed therapy. Three more cases to go. Let's grab Clarissa's here at email base one. She says, I've done an awful, terrible thing. I logged into my boyfriend's email and read some of his messages. I read an exchange that he had with an old girlfriend asking about his in a relationship status on Facebook. His response about our relationship was less than flattering, stating that he only dates me because it is convenient, I'm all right, and persistent, and that there's no future in our relationship. This is what he said to his ex shortly after we made it official on Facebook. We've now been dating for 2.5 years, so yes, I did scroll quite a ways back. I also found evidence of the boyfriend may be involved in some dating websites pretty far into our relationship. Obviously, I did something wrong, but do I confront him?
Okay, the ex-girlfriend messages, I could get over that, probably would ignore it. But the fact that pretty well into your relationship, he was on a dating website, I'd have to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that right there is a reason not to trust somebody. And yeah, he probably shouldn't trust you because you went through stuff. That's besides the point. You have to bring it up. And I don't even know what way you can bring it up without telling him you went through his email. Maybe even like, say something like, yeah, I heard that you used to be on this dating website. If he says, why would you heard that? Be like, oh, one of my coworkers saw your picture on there. Are you sure it's deleted? How far back? And start questioning him about it. But chances are he's going to lie.
Yeah, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. That's very, very true. It's weird that you were snooping, but obviously there was something. There was some reason that compelled you to. You dug back pretty far for somebody that had no suspicions. There's something that made you look. I think that what you found outweighs the fact that you look, and I think you're very honest. You know what? I had a weird feeling. I looked. I'm sorry I invaded your privacy, but I'm glad I did, and here's why. And you make them explain all of it to you.
You're right. And there was something to make her look. So there's something that's, you know, not sitting right with her. And to me, that would be a concern that there's more going on with him. So, yeah, you're right. Just be honest with it, because I think there's going to be a lot more than you find out, unfortunately.
Yeah, you look through two and a half years of messages. Yeah, there's a reason you're looking. You're looking for something. Let's grab Kelly. So you got a guy in your life. Things are going, it sounds pretty well, but there's something that has you in speed therapy. What's going on?
Hi. Well, my boyfriend of 3 years, he's been hinting that he's thinking of proposing.
Sweet.
But the other day, he said to me, I've always pictured myself with a blonde. Maybe you should dye your hair. So I know, like, it's just kind of odd. And he keeps dropping other hints that, like, he maybe wishes my breasts were a little bigger. And then the other day, he bought me Crest White strips. And I've never complained about, like, my hair, my boobs, or my teeth. So, I don't know. I just kind of feel like he's trying to drastically change me before he proposes. And, I don't know, I guess, like, maybe he's using a ring as a method to make me, like, you know, want to change. I kind of don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have to change yourself to, like, earn somebody's proposal. I don't think you should. Don't do anything you don't want to do.
No, and like, voice your concerns and say, hey, I don't like that you're doing this, because if he is doing this and he's doing this now and you're not even fully committed with the engagement right now, I would be concerned and I would bring it up to him and say, listen, I love the way that I look. I'm not changing. And if there is an issue and you want me to change, I want to know why and if you're going to continue to do this.
And it seems kind of maybe controlling is maybe the word. There's some red flags there, man. I don't be like pressured or bullied into changing something about yourself. Add one more today in speed therapy. This one from, I think it must be pronounced Kaylee. Kaylee says, I will be attending the second wedding/marriage for an acquaintance of mine. I've looked at her registry and I also went to her first wedding to her first husband, and I felt like I'd brought a pretty nice gift. Well, a few years later, everything that she has listed on this registry is some pretty top brand name, top shelf stuff. Most gifts are at least $200 or $300. This seems greedy to me, especially for a second marriage. Yes, it is the new husband's first marriage, but it is her second marriage, and I bought a pretty nice gift the first time around. Is it okay for me to stray away from the registry and get something that I think is more affordable because I feel like I already did good by her in her first marriage?
Yeah, I don't think that there's really anything wrong with that, is there?
You're never obligated to use somebody's registry. You get them whatever you want to get them. You get them a McDonald's gift card if you want to.
Yeah, it's more of a suggestion than anything. And I feel that if you aren't comfortable doing, you know, getting her something like that financially or getting them something like that financially, I would be okay with moving on and just, you know, not worrying about it.
Yeah. It's kind of a tough one because, you know, it's not like she's marrying the same guy again, right? And I don't know what kind of time span there was? I don't think she did.
No.
You know, you did. You already bought her a gift for her wedding. This is a new wedding. It's a new life experience. It's a new groom. But I don't think you're ever obligated to look at somebody's wedding registry and pick something from there. You get them whatever you want to get them. Just say, oh, I thought this was a better gift. Nobody comments on the gift. Just give it and you'll get the thank you gift and be done with it.
End of the day, people don't even remember who gave them one and what they even got. Like, it's just such a so much. By the end of it, it'd be totally fine.
And even though people, I think, feel obligated to make a registry for people because people do like to get gifts, you know what's more useful to people anyway and they're going to need it? Either cash or like the Visa debit card, or they're going to have expenses. Just let them buy whatever they're going to buy. If you think that going to that wedding's worth $20, you get $20, $50, $100, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's better anyway. Celebrity Sizzler, not too far off. And there is a real nasty video. We should probably blog it to correspond when we talk about it. But did you know that using your AirPods too long can give you ear fungus?
Ooh.
We'll talk about it here yet this hour, too.
It's the Morning Playhouse Flush the Format Friday.
Songs come and go, but I love the classics. And I hope you'll enjoy this one.
Y94.